KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later this afternoon, a high around 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, a bill that could dramatically expand the use of medical marijuana in Iowa is nearly ready for debate in the Iowa Senate. But it appears the bill, as currently written, has little chance of winning approval in the House. Greenfield Representative Republican Clell Bodler.
3 days after hell freezes over, that bill will pass in the House.
Bodler tried but failed to pass legislation out of a House committee earlier this year that would have set up growing and dispensing operations for cannabis oil in Iowa. House Speaker Linda Upmeyer, a Republican from Clear Lake, is a nurse. Upmeyer says the Senate bill goes farther than a House Republicans want, but she's not ruling out some action this year.
There's an opportunity to do more. I'm just not sure that's the bill.
And Upmeyer says one flaw is the Senate bill. There's no limit in the amount of THC that could be included in medical marijuana products sold in Iowa. THC is the chemical compound in the plant responsible for most of the high associated with pot. Senators, meanwhile, are pressing ahead with their bill. It cleared the Senate Appropriations Committee Wednesday and will be considered in the Senate Ways and Means Committee today. Senator Tom Green, a Republican from Burlington, is a retired pharmacist.
There are so many Iowans who have really kind of been left behind on treatment. And this is a pathway that we can provide for them, an alternative use that has been approved in 28 other states, so it's not a new idea.
In 2014, the legislature legalized possession of cannabis oil as a treatment for one condition, chronic epilepsy. That legal protection expires July the 1st. Legislators say, at the least, they will vote to extend the law so patients who've been taking cannabis oil can continue with the treatment, which many say has dramatically reduced the number of seizures. Officials with Enhance Iowa have announced they awarded $1.264 million in community attraction and tourism grants at their meeting Wednesday in Waverly. Among the CAT grant funds approved was the full amount of $175,000 requested from the City of Atlantic's Park and Rec Department for the Schulberg Recreation Area and Campground Development. The $992,179 total cost of the project includes the addition of sewage hookups to the 20-pad campground, a bathhouse, picnic shelters, a fishing pier, playgrounds, and boat dock. An additional $100,000 from the City of Atlantic and $25,000 from Cass County, along with numerous other private donations and in-kind work, will help to pay for the project. In Madison County, the Bricker Price Block Project in Earlham received $189,000 out of a requested $222,070 for the complete historic renovation of the building into a modern community gathering space to provide opportunities for community education, culinary exploration, celebrations, and more. The rear of the building will be a dedicated teen space. The total project cost amounts to $888,277. Those are just two of the four projects. And the Enhance Iowa program provides financial incentives to communities for the construction of recreational, cultural, educational, or entertainment facilities that enhance the quality of life in Iowa. To date, 13 CAT awards have been granted by the board, totaling more than $4.43 million. The next Enhance Iowa board meeting is scheduled for May the 10th in Des Moines. Residents and business owners in Crescent are concerned by the closure of a key road just north of town for bridge construction and are urging officials to complete the project more quickly if possible. Pottawatomie County shut down a bridge on Old Lincoln Highway on Monday for construction work that will replace the bridge and shift the roadway slightly to the northeast. County engineer John Rasmussen told the Pott County Board of Supervisors and concerned residents on Tuesday that the project is expected to be completed in mid-June. He says he's working with the contractor to get the project done as quickly as possible. More than 2,300 vehicles pass that bridge daily. Impending loss of three longtime doctors has upset many of their patients in the small northwest Iowa community of Akron. Some local residents have started a petition drive aimed at keeping Dr. Cynthia Wolf and her husband, Dr. David Wolf, and Dr. Allison Schoenfelder practicing at the Akron Mercy Medical Center. The doctors have told Mercy officials that they won't be renewing contracts that expire June 30th. They've declined to comment publicly about their intentions. The community corporation who owns the clinic, which is leased by Sioux City-based Mercy Medical Center, Mercy Medical Center spokesman Dave Smetter said Mercy will continue operation of the Akron clinic with qualified physicians going forward. A 42-year-old Sioux City man has been accused of using a belt on his daughter after she refused to do the laundry. Court records say Ricardo Cordova Larios is charged with child endangerment causing injury. He was arrested Sunday. Jail records show he remained in custody yesterday. Court documents say bruises on the 14-year-old's back, neck, and upper torso matched the outline of a belt. The Glenwood Police Department said yesterday they are once again asking for your help in locating another stolen vehicle. A black 2005 Ford Explorer with Iowa license plates EMW710 was reported stolen from Glenwood. That vehicle has a red RTR decal on the back window and a LuLaRoe sticker on the right side of the back window. On Tuesday, we told you Glenwood police were looking for a lavender-colored 1996 Toyota Camry reported stolen out of Glenwood. That vehicle had Iowa license plate DZX531. If you know where either of those vehicles are located, call the Glenwood Police Department or your local law enforcement. The Union County Sheriff's Office is officials with Iowa Select Farms in that county reported Tuesday morning that sometime over the weekend, someone got into their building and took items valued at $1,400 altogether. The missing property included a bolt gun, assorted tools, and office supplies. Elsewhere in state news, a Lebanese man accused of helping to smuggle the guns bought in Iowa to his country has pleaded guilty to violating the Federal Arms Export Control Act. 42-year-old Fadih Yassin entered the plea Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Cedar Rapids. Yassin was arrested February 5th in New York as he entered the U.S. from Lebanon. Four Cedar Rapids residents with ties to Lebanon were sentenced to prison last year for their role in the gun smuggling scheme. Prosecutors say firearms were shipped to Lebanon from Cedar Rapids on several occasions during 2014 and 2015. Republican lawmakers trying to finalize the next state budget have proposed reducing money for used on services for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. A GOP-led budget committee approved a bill Wednesday that would cut about $1.4 million from victims' assistance grants distributed through the Iowa Attorney General's office. The roughly $6.7 million budget for the grants had already been reduced by about $260,000 during mid-year spending cuts. Republicans say increased federal funding in recent years for victims will ensure no services are cut. Advocacy groups say reductions will affect staffing and diminish the capacity to provide services. The cuts are just in the budget of justice budget, which will get about $559 million in the spending year that goes into effect in July. The owner of a gun that a 14-year-old boy used to kill himself in Iowa last summer has been charged with illegally owning the firearm after telling police he uses marijuana. 29-year-old Daniel Henriksen pleaded not guilty Wednesday to being an unlawful drug user in possession of a firearm. He wasn't there when 4-year-old Jaden Choate shot himself in Henriksen's trailer on June 17th in Elgin in northern Iowa. An affidavit signed by an Iowa agent says the boy and his younger brother and sister were trying to nap while their mother and another individual were sitting on the deck. The agent says Jaden found Henriksen's handgun and unintentionally shot himself. The affidavit said that Henriksen, a marijuana user, was ineligible to own that gun. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.